Welcome back to the Nerds with Accents podcast. I'm Knuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm Knuff. I'm incannibal. I don't know if that one really works, but fuck it. You know what I mean? And I'm Joe. You know what I mean? The Scrolly God. Here to review Barbie. And as you saw from the introduction and the giggle, I have St. Thomas Barbie with me. President Barbie of the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, because clearly there's USVI and BVI beef that we won't get into on this podcast. Alex Bree _ on Twitter, Spill, Instagram. Brit, yes. Barbie, what's going on?
Yes, I'm back. Thanks for having me again. Happy to be here, as always.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, because I had Brit on the pod again twice today. Oh man, the beauty and pain of podcasting. But anyways, man, like I said, we're going to review the Barbie movie, so y'all know I had to bring Brit back. Let us get to the synopsis, and then we will break down the movie and talk about, you know, all the good stuff that we liked, didn't like, all that stuff, and rate it at the end. The movie synopsis is: to live in Barbie land is to be a perfect being in a perfect place. Unless you have a full-on existential crisis or you're a Ken. So let's get right into it, because I am not... what did I say before? Because I am Knuff, you know? And I am not, Ken-sitive.
Ken-secure?
Yes, Ken-secure. I'm going to let Barbie go first. General thoughts, Barbie.
Yeah, so my overall thoughts, I really enjoyed it. I did not know what to expect going in. I actually thought it was going to be a little more, childlike, you know. I didn't expect them to go really deep into feminism and patriarchy and all of that, but they completely went full on into it. So, it had a lot more meaning than I initially thought it was going to be. So I really appreciated that. But overall, I did enjoy it. It was very funny.
Excellent. Similar thoughts for me on the general thoughts. Like, I knew Greta Gerwig is usually she's a really good director, a pretty good writer. So I knew she was going to put more thought into it. But just like you, the way she really tried to flesh everything out and tried to make everything make sense, narrative-wise, especially something as quote-unquote silly as Barbie. You know what I mean? Like a child's toy. And the way she kind of put so much thought into the Barbie land and the real world and what a Barbie would think, or, you know, I guess what we quote-unquote programmed to think, you know what I mean, based on whatever frame of reference you have for their existence, I thought was really good. You know, there was a couple of things I was a little so-so on, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But we have to start off in Barbie land, you know, and them starting off and basically showing the routine that the Barbies go through, you know, waking up and cooking, quote unquote, and eating, but not really eating, and drinking, and basically, you know, every night being girls' night, and just the establishing of this a Barbie world, you know what I'm saying? It's a Barbie's world. Ken is kind of a side piece, you know what I'm saying? An associate, an underling, a sidekick, you get the point. So I thought that was a real interesting way to set it up. As my computer betrays me, my internet betrays me, you know what I'm saying? A good way to set everything up. But what do you think about that introduction scene of Barbie land and establishing that setting, Brit?
I loved it. I thought it was necessary because, you know, when I think back as a child, when I would play with Barbies, I just had them operating as if like everyone was equal. But in Barbie land, clearly Barbie is the star of the show. This is her world and everybody else lives in it. So I thought that it was excellent that they were able to lead that out, to let us know that Ken, you are just a supporting character in this. So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And I see that. She loved the subjugation of men. y'all heard that? You know what I'm saying?
Barbie. I love to see it the other way around. I don't know. I love it.
Barbie is here to destroy masculinity, okay? It's here as I wear pink and have the pink all the way behind me. By the way, I'll talk about me for a second, because it's about Ken sometimes. Uh-huh. It's not always about Barbie. If y'all listening to this, you're missing out my beautiful visuals, okay? I have an assortment of pink around me. I almost wore a pink ring. But I was like, it's a little too much. Y'all can't handle the flyness, you know what I mean? And try to merge Barbie and Ken, you know what I mean? Because of the destruction of masculinity.
Oh my God. If you let Republicans tell it, right? That's exactly what they would say. But there's a specific line that she said, and I'm not going to get it right, but it was like, not that she said, but the narrator was saying that every day Barbie's, like, her day is great, but Ken's day is only great when he sees Barbie.
Yeah.
And yeah, period.
Yeah. You see, she's proving my point. No. But no, like, yeah, like I thought that was a beautiful way to just set everything up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All the different narratives that we're gonna get later with, you know, the patriarchy and the difference between how men and women are treated in the different worlds. So I thought that was dope. And on that moment when we reached there, or when the narrator said that, like you said, I think it was Helen Mirren. When she said that, it established, like we said, like there was more to this movie, and they were trying to do more with it as opposed to just, you can still do a good movie, but the movie really tried to go deeper and have a message that I think not just young girls, but young people and just older people, all people, should be able to grasp. And they do that in a really good way moving forward. So I think it was interesting, I guess, moving a little bit to Ken, like how Barbie was kind of like locked in her perspective. All the Barbies were like, hey, this is a Barbie's world. You know what I mean? We're having girls night. And Ken were like, hey, yo, can I sleep over? I think we should take the next step. You know what I mean? And Barbie's like, for what? Like, I don't need you, bro. Like, what do you
I
mean?
I love that.
She's like, to do what? And he goes, actually, I don't know. You know what I mean? So, like, I like how they were showing that he wanted more, but then they still was keeping in that humor and the reality, quote-unquote, of the Barbies and Kens, because they don't really have parts. They don't actually have, like, sexual organs and all of that.
Right.
So she's like, but what are we going to do? Like, we can't even have, like, and he's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I just like how they kept, like, the reality of it, their reality making sense, and also the humor was really, really, really there. And I just like the way they, like, played. I just like how they just kept everything so consistent. Before we started recording, me and Britt was talking about, like, the sets and the costumes and all of that stuff, like, makeup, all that stuff. They did such an incredible job to make that Barbie world feel as ridiculous. Well, not ridiculous, but, like, as fake, but real to them as possible. You know what I mean? I talked about Barbie not eating and not drinking. You know, we talked about Barbie changing her clothes magically and instantly. You know, obviously all the different costume changes and the different sets, like the Barbie house, you know what I mean? The Barbie house. And then you have the beach where Ken's job is beach. You know what I mean? And they kept pointing that out over and over again. Like,
talk about the water?
Do it.
Like, it wasn't actually water. Like, when he tried to dive in and he just, like, fell back. Like, they really did a great job with this movie. Like, because I was thinking, I don't know, with the Barbie, I thought they were going to make it a little more realistic, but it's literally like, they're like, nah, this is Barbie. Like, we are going to set this shit up as if little girls are playing with Barbie. But that was so funny to me.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It was great. He was like, winding up, I'm going to really do it this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dumb ass tried before and didn't realize what's going on, and then just mash yourself up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So yeah, you're right. Thank you for pointing out that scene, because until you said it, I kind of forgot for a second. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, dude, just like the dedication to like the Barbie world was incredible. And obviously, you meet a bunch of different Barbies. Like, you have Issa Rae as like President Barbie. We have Margot Robbie's playing. Wait, it was like stereotypical Barbie.
Right.
Stereotypical Barbie. Obviously, the blonde, whatever. I guess hot blonde or whatever. Barbie or whatever, and obviously all the different types, but then we also get introduced to, what was it, Mitch, the one Barbie, the pregnant Barbie that they discontinued because,
yes,
like, that wasn't cool. And then you have Alan. Right,
yeah, pregnant Barbie was kind of weird.
Yeah, right. It was like, yo, it was like, I know we try, I think they were trying to be like progressive.
Yeah.
A second, and they were like, inclusive. This is just awkward. Like, I don't even think the baby was, she was just pregnant. It wasn't like it was hot on the baby. You know what I mean? So it was just like,
Right.
what's the point? I don't want to say what's the point. Oh God, maybe I'm getting canceled. But like, how does it work? You know what I mean? Like,
Right.
how does that work? So that was funny. And the way they were pointing out, like, oh yeah, that was quickly discontinued. You know what I mean? And then there was Alan. You know what I'm saying? There was Alan, I guess, who was like, not a version of Ken, but another male doll that they created that was also quickly discontinued. Played by Michael Cera, who was very funny and interesting
Perfect
true
for Alan.
right true throughout this movie. So all I have to say, like, the establishing of Barbie World was cool, and I like the thought put into it. Before we get into why Barbie is going to the real world, I got shout out Ken, to meet Ken, Ryan Gosling's Ken, and Simu Liu and Kingsley Benadire, aka Gravik. I thought they were all very funny, particularly Ryan Gosling. Like, him just go, like, you could tell he bought in. Like, I'm gonna be as stupid, as ridiculous, as airheaded, as unknowingly funny. Like, you know, I don't know them people who kind of, no disrespect, who kind of dumb, and then realize, like, we laughing at you because you
At you.
dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like we're laughing at you, not with you. And he was just so unaware and just being a perfect Ken. And I
Yes.
thought he smashed this. Like, what do you think about that performance and that of the Kens?
No, I agree. I think they couldn't have picked a better Ken, and you could really tell that he enjoyed playing in that role, and it truly came out. You could always tell when actors truly enjoy the role that they're playing, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And me personally, I thought, not that he's a bad actor, but I feel like he played a lot of similar roles before. He was kind of like the stone face, didn't, like, stoic, didn't really have that much emotions. So I thought, in terms of, I think, people's perception of his acting abilities, I thought this really showed that, like, okay, he does have range. He can do something else.
Definitely.
Instead of like these, like, nonverbal, quiet, not very expressive characters, like, he was funny in this. He had anger. He obviously was playing lots of comedic beats. Like, I think this really could open up a lot of stuff for him. Ain't like the man already super rich, you know what I'm saying? But right, but
Yeah.
this could really open up a lot of things for him. And just me as a viewer and someone who likes movies, I really appreciated his performance, you know.
And I think he's a child star, right? I think he was one of the, a Disney star. When,
Apparently him and what is it, JT?
yeah,
Yeah, they're
I saw
singers.
some clips of him as a young kid. So it's kind of like he kind of went back to that, you know, went back in his Disney bag. So yeah, but yeah, the range is there. The range is there, but he did a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A shout out to Simu Liu too. I didn't expect him to have that many lines. But him and him basically competing for the main Barbie, Margot, my baby. You know what I'm
Competing
saying?
with you.
Hey, you know what I mean? Some like vanilla bean cheesecake. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Sean. Yeah, but them competing for Barbie's main Barbie's attention, stereotypical. I just really enjoyed that. But as we transition to why stereotypical Barbie wanted to go to the real world, she started to have thoughts of existential dread. Like, when that first was happening, did you kind of anticipate what would happen? Like, we know she would go to the real world, but the reason for it, did you anticipate that happening the way it did?
No, I did not at all. I really didn't know what to think. So I was like, let's see how this plays out because I don't know why she's having these thoughts, you know? They did end up alluding to her being connected to someone, you know, in the real world, where there was like another little girl that played with her that was having these thoughts. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. So let's just see where this goes. But initially, I was like, I don't know where this is going, you know?
Yeah, me too. I was just like, okay, well, I guess we're gonna see how this goes. But you know what I mean? They went and talked to Weird Barbie, you know what I'm saying, who had been
Love
up,
her.
had maca all over her face because
Love her.
she was played with too hard, you know what I'm saying? And she's one who, like, explained how everything walk, you know, like, you can't walk as well, and you can't walk on your tippy toes, and
Right.
all these things are happening because, you know, you need to get to the real world and fix this girl who playing with you. You know what I'm saying? Because she playing with you in a bad way as well. So they going over to the real wall. And then, you know, the whole world, you know, literally and figuratively opens up to Barbie and Ken. And Barbie gets a rude awakening as well as Ken. But before we get back to Ken, what do you think about Barbie's rude awakening when she meets Sasha? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She's dressed up in full pink cowgirl attire, which was smoking. Joe loves it. And Sasha rips her apart. What do you think about Sasha and that conversation?
So, Sasha, she ran her to pieces, okay? But a lot of what she said was kind of true, you know? Like, I feel like generally a lot of people, when they think of Barbie, they think that Barbie is, like, perpetuating, you know, unrealistic beauty standards. So a lot of the points she made was kind of accurate, you know? Her delivery, she went a little too hard, but... mm-hmm. I think a lot of points that she made were valid.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, and plus, you know, when somebody's showing up to your school, you know, dressed like this, you know, there leaves a lot to be desired, you know? And I thought it was really funny how they didn't do that thing where it was like Barbie shows up and Sasha immediately figures out this is cool. This is not weird. Sasha was like, yo, you crazy. This is weird. Right. Oh, you really think you Barbie? You crazy, but you are fascist. Whatever the fuck she said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like how they played it that way and really give Barbie like a reality check. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
I thought that was dope. And then you have Ken basically his wall changing, realizing, oh wait, like I have power in this world. Like people respect me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to just be a Ken. I can be Knuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Or I guess more than Knuff, really. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was amazing and funny in that way because he was really like, oh, wow, like people respect me. Like people are asking me for the time.
Yeah.
Like you go see like his whole world changed. And he was trying to like, I guess, take the real world's dynamic between men and women to his dynamic with him and Barbie, and she was just like, big boy, you're not smart. Yeah. I'm in charge here. We keeping this same dynamic, and I thought that was hilarious. Like him getting sunned was so funny for me throughout this movie by Barbie because he's just so dumb and silly. It was just funny for me to watch.
His discovery of patriarchy was what was hilarious to me. Because he was like, oh, I have a voice. Like, you know, people believe me when I say things. Like, my thoughts are considered, you know? And then he also thought, like, horses were part of patriarchy or whatever. and that was funny as well. But yeah, I feel like that is true. Like, when boys, you know, discover the patriarchy, I feel like they're like, okay, well, let me own this because it benefits me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's truth to that.
Mm-hmm. Here she go again with her feminist views. I didn't bring you on here for you to try to
feminist bag.
Right, to program us and try to tell us, you know what I mean, this is what the wokes want, people. But I agree 100%. Like, it, for the most part, it's like, so humans do, man, self-interested. So as soon as you realize you, I could reestablish the hierarchy of power, you know what I mean, then I am going to do that. And after he failed, obviously, he tries to bring that, the patriarchy to the Barbie world. But before we talk more about that, let's talk about Mattel CEO, Will Ferrell. What do you think about his whole performance and their, like, painting of the Mattel company?
Will Ferrell was great. He was absolutely hilarious. And I love that Mattel dragged themselves. You know, like, I don't know how great I got them to do it, but that was definitely a self-drag, you know, when they were saying like, oh, we've had two female CEOs, you know, well, everybody at the table currently at the time were all men, you know, and then they were trying to contain Barbie in that little Barbie box, you know, and then when she, you know, ran away and they were chasing her, you could see how really like dumb they were, like, and they were chasing her like Barbie was the one outsmarting them, you know. But that whole scene was hilarious, and I love the self-drag.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Like, that was hilarious. Like, he couldn't get through. He couldn't get through a taunt style. It took like 20 of them just to get through. And realize you just have to walk through. Like, yeah, you're right, dude. And it's just so funny, man. Like, they like literally and figuratively try and pull her back in her box, and it was a lot of cool little things. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
He was just so silly. Like, they were like, refer to me as mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like saying so much like bullshit and being over the top. And for me, as someone who has enjoyed a lot of like Will Ferrell stuff, I feel like there was a long period of time for where like with for the comedic things, like it was it felt like what's the word? Like Kirkland's or like Costco. You know what I'm saying? Like the Costco version of Will Ferrell. It was
Yeah.
like not as good, but this one it was like, nah, this feel like vintage Will Ferrell, like stupid,
Yes.
funny. I'm laughing. Like I was just like, yeah, like this was a really, really good performance by Will Ferrell. I thought that was incredible. But anyway, so like obviously so we know like we talked about it, like Sasha, she her name is Barbie, failed to get to Sasha, but then we find out about the twist. You know what I mean? The twist about Barbie needing to basically play with Gloria. You know what I mean? Play with Gloria or help Gloria get through her trauma. What do you think about the twist of it not being about Barbie connecting with Sasha, but with the mom who is an adult and obviously has a child and, you know, apparently is quote unquote beyond that?
Yeah, no, I really loved that twist. And I really felt that. Because you can see that it was like her inner child calling out, you know, and anybody who's been to therapy, you know, may have done some inner child work at some point. And that was clearly seen there where, you know, her inner child was calling out, you know. Because, you know, as we go through childhood and, you know, when we become adults, you know, we kind of like phase out of our like childish ways. But there are still versions of us when we were younger that's still inside of us, you know. And you know, some people may have experienced trauma or sad, whatever it is you've experienced as a child, that part of you is still inside, even though you're, you know, a full adult. So I feel like that was clearly shown, like, you know, when she was doing the sketches with Barbie, like her inner child was calling out. And Barbie ended up finding her. So I really love that twist where it wasn't the daughter necessarily that, because she, you could clearly see that she was like phasing out of that child, her childish ways, like, oh, I'm too grown to play with Barbie. It wasn't necessarily her, it was her mom. And I really love that. And it was really felt by me in particular. I don't know if anybody else felt that way, but I definitely did.
Yeah, no, I mean the way you describe it makes perfect sense. And I think before the pod, you were talking about how it kind of works in two ways with a young girl as
Yes.
well, right?
Yes. So it's like showing the two different versions of ourselves, like, you know, us as preteens or teens, kind of phasing out of that like creative space that we were in as children. And then how we become adults, like how kind of sad and dangerous it could be for us to like kind of come out of our creativity and our love and our passion for things and become this adult and still not feeling fulfilled because we're phasing out of that. So it was like her daughter was showing us that part of our lives where we were, you know, in that space. And then us as adults now, where we're like our inner child is still calling out, you know? So yeah, I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a really good, like I said, like a nice little twist, and like you said, the meaning behind that was meaningful, you know. Where was I going with this? Yeah, so basically, you know, they basically come together and they're gonna go back to Barbie Lana. We find out, you know what I mean? Ken has taken the patriarchy. He's
Too
taking
far.
it taking the patriarchy from the real world. Like it's going back to Barbie land. And he's like, yo, they're going from Barbies to bimbos. They're about to solve us. You know what I'm saying? Like these girls gonna be wearing the president gonna be wearing no clothes and everybody gonna be, hey yo, take them clothes off, wear some maid outfits and solve me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And what was it? The Mojo Dojo Casa
Mojo
House.
Dojo Casa House, like be for real.
That was hilarious, dude. It was a Mojo Dojo Casa House. It was just so funny, man. Like he was just being a fool, man. You could tell, like you said, you could tell he was having fun with that. And it was incredible. So, you know, they basically take over Barbie Land. They basically take over Barbie Land, and then essentially they realize they have to, like, what's her name? Barbie and Gloria and Sasha. They all go back to Barbie Land, and they basically have to deprogram the women, as y'all could tell. You know what I mean? Especially if you're watching the Patreon, I get like the pink on me, around me. You know what I mean? I'm styling on you hoes, but this was the one point where I was just like, "You, Greta, you killing this."
Mm-hmm.
But the deprogramming scene was like, message, that shit was like a 5-minute monologue. And I understand some people dumb or obtuse or refuse to like recognize what happened to women, you know, on micro, mm-hmm. micro levels and macro levels. I get that 100%. Mm-hmm. So they say, I joke about the whole men's right fucking loser talking points. That's for loser shit. But that's funny to make fun of. But here, I was like, that scene was too long.
That the was with, like, with America.
Yeah, when she, what do you think about that scene? When she was saying what it's like to be a woman, and it went on for like 4 minutes. And I'm just like, I guess for me, it was just like, I'm of two minds about it. Obviously, at first, I didn't like it because I'm just like, I get what you're doing, but to me, it's so clear what the message for the movie is. Doing that, there felt like they may as well have just like looked directly at the camera and said. I guess I'm saying it's like too ham-fisted to me. It was too on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
As throughout the movie, they were doing that perfectly. Like, like showing how the Babylon is a mirror for the real world and women's issues and the difference between men and women and the power dynamic. I thought they were illustrating that beautifully throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. But to me, that one scene and how they get deprogrammed, that was preachy. And to me, as opposed to the rest of the movie, they were like showing you, not telling you. That's what I was reaching for.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? When it's like the right thing, you're supposed to show, not tell. And I thought, aside from this moment, they were showing incredibly. But then they went into telling. And I'm like, if you're going to do this, that's fine. Because some people are dumb and they don't get the point of the movie.
But it
didn't have to be 5 minutes. It could have been like 1.5. I feel like that was a long monologue. Am I tripping?
I don't know. During her whole monologue, I was like, I need this printed out. I need it.
Tell them, Brit. Tell them.
I'm going to pay for this to be on billboards. Like, I was like, yes, felt 100%. Like, I didn't think her monologue per se was too long. I thought it was perfect. And it was very well said. And I think what was too long were the scenes where she was meeting with every single Barbie and trying to deprogram them. So to me, that was a little long. Because I am a little old. I don't know what it is, but I can't sit too long in movies anymore. My knees start hurting. Like,
damn.
You know, but I think those scenes were too long. But her monologue was chef's kiss. I don't know. I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was necessary because, like you said, like, people on our level, and I don't mean to sound like that.
No, sound like that. Some of them dumb. Sound like that.
They're gonna get it when you do it in the way in which they were portraying it early on without telling it. But some people, you have to drive it home.
Right.
You have to drive it home for them, and you have to say it. And then we also have to realize too that they said this movie was for kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, for me personally, I wouldn't have taken anybody less than 11, 12 years old to the movie.
Right.
Because I don't think they would really grasp it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were like, oh, shit, we need to have a little bit more talking, a little bit more explanation. Because we do have younger audiences that are watching this movie and are not going to get it. Like, they're just not going to get it.
Right.
So I feel like that was probably why they had a little bit more. They had that monologue there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought America did a great job. With that, her delivery.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. I wasn't thinking about the babies. You know, I wasn't thinking about the babies. That's a good point.
Them kids.
Hey, no, I can't do that for this. You know, I can't say that about little girls. That's not good. That's not good. You know what I mean? You got to be nice to them. You know, a little 12-year-old boy, fuck that boy. No, I can't. But, yeah, no, that is a good point. So I will relent a little bit. But I just have to be honest. That was my feeling. But you're right, because like, sometimes I have a personality where it's like, I don't like to suffer fools. You know what I mean? So in my brain, I was just like, if you're an adult and you can't figure out what it's saying, you either don't want to get it or you just might be dumb and die my problem. But you're right. Like, you kind of have to drive it home for some folks who may not be paying attention. And like you said, like, for the kids, because there were a lot of young girls like teenage girls at least who were there who may not have understood it fully. They might have felt it, but they kind of like verbalize it.
Right.
The way adults can. So that is a good point. And you were right. To me, the delivery of it was fine. I thought America Ferrera it was good. And yeah, I, by the way, beautiful. Speaking of her, I love the am I tripping? Was it this movie where they did the Si Se Puede reference? Because of that Disney movie that she was in?
Did they?
Maybe
I made a mistake, you know.
I thought they made a Si Se Puede reference, but maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it was another movie. I think it was this one. No, I saw a lot of movies.
Actually, I think they did at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Si Se Puede. Yeah, the Si Se Puede. Shout out to that movie, man. I love that movie. For the wrong reasons. I love that too. For the wrong reasons, but I love that. I love that movie.
But you know, it's interesting. I personally didn't feel like it tailored to kids as much.
No, I think because apparently it was PG-13.
It was. I think it was PG-13.
Right.
But I feel like it's still. No.
You're right.
I don't know.
No, you're right. It was a more adult movie.
Yeah.
And I think because of Barbie, there's really no like sex. So I think because of that, you could have dropped down the ratings for the kiddos.
Gotcha.
But you're right. Like, I think a lot of people thought Barbie is for little
Barbie,
girls.
They thought Barbie, yeah.
And you're right. It was more adult and smarter. So now with that as well, you're right. Maybe they did need that Maybe they did need that speech for the kids and for the folks who not, you know, not on our level. You know what I'm saying? Not on the God tier. You know? Oh, man, I have to encourage Britt to talk more shit because that's what I need. She was trying to be nice. Ah, you nigga dumb. That's what she was saying. Okay, some I dumb. But sorry, everybody can't be as brash as Joe. But yeah, I feel you. It really wasn't that much of a kids movie. That was pretty important. Obviously, did it program them? But what did you think about when? When Barbie and Ken met, and she basically like first discovered him in his dojo casa house. That hey, like I ain't gonna lie, I heard people talking about how like you gotta give him an Oscar. I kind of need him to be nominated. I think he smoked this.
Oh God, he and this is the problem. This movie is about us, and y'all want the award.
I sorry to my like for real. Margot was great.
He killed it. No, he
but
really
I
did.
Feel like he killed this. Like I know I sound so bad being a man advocating for the man, but I feel like he killed this when she came back to the house. She trying to talk to him like a person, like he's just like a douchey teenage boy. You know what I say, pretending not to like women and like okay, be my longtime casual girlfriend. Like instead of like his wife, you know he'd fucking love Bobby.
Yeah.
Like, that whole like childlike, like adolescent masculinity, full cool guy. I was like, nah, man, my guy Ryan, bro. I am a Ryan fan. No, Ryan was killing it. My nigga had on the fur and the glasses.
The fur.
Yeah, Ryan.
Costume
talk to
and
them.
Makeup, man. Costume and design, they did their thing with this. His performance was excellent. I can't even lie. So if he does get nominated, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But that first interaction, I was like. Yikes.
Yeah. he was like a dick, man. Like it was just like he get a patriarchy and my boy say, watch out, man. I'm milking this for all it's worth. Like, but that
he get a pee on his chest.
Oh man. Patriarchy man, but I just had to point out that first scene. Obviously it was before the deprogramming, but I just thought that to me he was just like stealing the scenes, and you know what I mean. So I don't know. I just had to point out.
What I would have liked to see was him doing the converting.
Okay.
A little bit of that, just to see how he would explain patriarchy and how he was able to do a complete takeover. I would have liked to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah, that would have been really fun, like juxtaposed to like the deprogramming. You know, seeing the programming a few minutes earlier, I didn't see it. You're right. That would have been interesting. Maybe they did that. Maybe they cut it for time. But
probably, yeah.
Yeah, but that would have been really interesting. But yeah, so sorry, slight digression. I just had to bring that up because that moment to me was one of the funniest moments of the whole thing. So as we mentioned before, they went on and they're trying to deprogram the Barbies. They are working on that So they could basically try to turn Ken Land, whatever the hell it was, back to Barbie Land. And what was it, Britt? They had this whole plan to basically like distract them while the women go to vote. Well, what do you think about our whole plan and all of that?
No, I love that because they pretty much had them fighting amongst themselves, like pinning them against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So using their ability to seduce and make them be jealous. I love that. I thought that was, it just showed how silly Ken was, like the Kens were, like, you know, pin them against each other. And they had this whole fighting scene, which I thought was like so ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. Like, very Barbie, like very on brand, but it was just like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Maybe that was for the kids. I don't know.
Maybe you have to give them something, right?
Something, yeah. But I thought that was very smart. And then they did a complete takeover and that was it. They even completely forgot they had to vote. I was like, really?
Hey, yo, man, I had a partner tell me this in high school. He probably would never hear this. If he does, I mean, you said it, so he knows, you know. This month, and we were teenagers, so I'm sure. I hope at this point he realized how ridiculous it was. But back then, our dumbass thought this was like somewhat deep, right? And I'll even get through myself on this too. He used to say this thing called "All of life is wife."
All of life is wife. I mean, I feel like most men would agree with you now in their big grown age. I mean,
Hey, he just said that all of life is wife.
Yeah. And
I get what he was trying to say. He was trying to say, like, the dumb part is that he was saying, like, woman and sex is, like, the meaning of life. And then he was also saying, like, men is motivated only by women. So I think part of it was was super silly, but the other part had some truth in it. So when you said that, you just described the scene, I was like, oh, wait, I remember what this person said to me in high school. And that shit is hilarious. So that's pretty much what it was. They were like, hey, we gonna sing this 4-hour guitar song to these women. And it's like, it's so hilarious because like dudes would do some shit like that. Like,
yeah,
we trying to woo you, but it's more about us. it's about us than you.
Self-solving. Yeah.
Oh,
I just God. What a mussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot. But yeah, I like the whole plan because it just plays on how like even when dudes is in charge, we still dumb.
Stupid.
As a group. Very, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a group and easily manipulated. So
very much so.
I thought that was a really fun way for them to kind of regain the power. Shout out to Alan, you know what I mean? He the exception.
The true ally. Oh my God.
Absolutely. Alan was like, hey, I am with the Barbies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the Barbies. And Alan, that was the right choice. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Oh my God. So, you know, obviously like they resolved that. But at some point, I guess the original creator of Barbie, her ghost or whatever, which is a little weird, comes out and is talking to stereotypical Barbie because, you know, now she's aware. She can't be put back in the box. She's aware. Mm-hmm. Despite the CEO and Mattel trying to put her back in that box, literally and figuratively. She's beyond that. No, she's very self-aware, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that also, like, conversation at the end, basically, you know, talking about how achieving personhood and rising beyond Barbie. Clearly, it's, you know, it's figurative as well as the literal issue the character was going through. You know, like, being more than an object and becoming a woman. What did you think about that last scene where they're trying to show, like, I guess the final step in the evolution of Barbie and her deciding to go into the real world permanently?
I literally cried. Like,
wow. Okay.
People think I'm so ridiculous because I cry a lot in movies, but no, that scene had really get to me because it was like, she was, even though she had talked about death, you know, she didn't come straight out and say it, but she was like, you know, like your life is not going to be, and that's not like Barbie land, you know? And even despite that and all, like, she was still willing to cross over because she felt like she had more meaning to life, like, to her life. I mean, like, she had a greater purpose. So, like, yeah, I was literally bawling. And my husband was looking at me like, you fucking for real? No, but it was so much, it was how it was felt for me because she was like, yeah, I don't know where I belong. You know, like I know I have a greater purpose, but I can't just be Barbie. Yo, Julia's probably there, like, but that's how I felt. Like,
No.
yeah, I don't know. It
No, I.
really hit me.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead. I cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it really hit me. Like, that was all I was gonna say, but yeah, it
Okay.
was deep.
So I guess it was more like her accepting living a full life despite knowing that death is an inevitability, and you appreciated the beauty in that, correct? Okay. No, I just want to make sure I understand. Well, while you were talking brilliantly, I was just trying to find another picture. So I was just trying to let you cook. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, like I liked how it was shot as well, because she is a ghost or whatever. She's not really there, quote unquote. So I kind of like how it was shot in like this all white type of backdrop, and I'm assuming it's supposed to illustrate the transitioning. Like a real transitioning, not like the silly transitioning from Barbie world to real world that they did the fun one with the rollerblades and all that. So I thought, okay, that's what they were going for. And it didn't hit me as much. Like, I ain't gonna lie, it didn't hit me as much. But I understood the depths of it, because just as a person, like, I mean, it's really just like once you're becoming aware, you gain something. Like, you gain the awareness, right? Like, the original meaning of becoming woke, right? You gain the awareness, but at the same time, it's like a gift and a curse, because now you're aware of the dangers and the things that's really plaguing you. So it's a positive because you are more informed, aware person, but at the same time, the realities are hitting you. And the opposite of ignorance is bliss. So to me, it had depth to it. I didn't cry, but I could appreciate the depth in it. I ain't trying to play. I'm being serious. Like, I got nothing wrong with crying. I cry when I watch Spider-Man the second time. So, I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, you good. Like, crying is really important, right? So, yeah, so I could feel it. It ain't hit me that hard, but I appreciated the depth of it. It had moments where it threw me off a little bit, but it's only because it was not to the degree of the earlier scene I talked about with the monologue. Because I now that you explained it, I get what you're saying now. It's very like affirming for women. It's very affirming the same way, like, for instance, like
Definitely.
Black Panther was for a lot of black people, even in some of the messages it was, because it's very affirming, like, you ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like the opposite of like gaslighting, like, no. All these things that you're
Your
thinking,
feelings
like,
are
this
valid,
is
correct.
real, you're not crazy. So I understand it by having lived that experience. So it's not as close to me, but I get what you're saying. But for this second scene, I understand the depth to it. I thought it was sweet. I thought it was brilliantly acted. Like, Margot Robbie was acting her ass off here. Like, incredible. This and the Sasha scene and obviously all the comedy. Like, her and Ryan were phenomenal. But I didn't cry. But I could appreciate it, to me, intellectually as opposed to, like, emotionally. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that was essentially the resolution of the movie. Well, one of the resolutions of the movie. And then we got the very funny scene at the end where I thought she was going, they were Sasha and
A
Gloria.
job, right?
I thought she was going for a job interview because she in the real world. No. And then I guess no, she has lady parts. You know what I mean? So she's like going to the guy in the college. And I thought that was really funny because it built up like this big, scary
I
moment.
screamed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't know how they cleared that. I don't know how she could girl that got away with that, honestly.
Right.
Was like a bomb that dropped, and everybody in the movie was like, did she say what I think she said? You know?
Yeah, my whole
But
theater
that was
ball out.
funny. That was funny.
Yeah, my whole theater was laughing the ass off. Like, me too. Me included. So I thought that was really funny. I thought, okay, she going they're taking her to her first job interview. She's an adult woman. Let me like, okay, this is sweet, because it is nerve-wracking, even if you are adult. You want to get a job and progress, but and they were like, oh, I want to see the gynecologist. Like, that was really funny. That was really, really funny to end it on that after you had this real, like, deep, heavy moment. You know what I mean? So, like, great, well done. I love you, Margot. If you're listening to this, please. I love you so much. I love you. I love you so much. I love you so much. I will, what's the word? I will forsake all of these black people. All
Oh my God.
of them.
Cena.
Oh, let me stop. They gonna believe me. I keep doing it to myself, Britt. I keep having recorded segments of me doing this because it's funny. But
you gotta put like a whole montage.
A whole montage of me simping for these whites.
Yes.
No. I can't do that. That's really like self destruction. But I digress, man. Brit Barbie, let's rate this thing. As y'all know, the Big Bad Tremendous rating system from worst to best. You know, we have five different tiers, man. Whether you think the movie was garbage, you know, so decent, fire or proper. Again, from worst to best. Garbage, so decent, fire, proper. Brit Barbie, what do you think about the Barbie movie starring all these wonderful people done by Greta Gerwig? And yeah, how do you rate this movie?
Fire.
Mm.
Yep, fire.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think one thing that we did miss, because a lot of people have been talking about, this is super feminist, whatever. But I feel like they completely missed Ken and how patriarchy hurts him. And they did do a good job of like showing that and showing that, you know, Ken matters and his feelings matter. And Barbie did take him for granted and she apologized to him. So I just wanted to like, you know, take note of that, like to remind people of that, because I feel like a lot of the reviews are like, oh, it's super feminist. They don't care about men. Like, men are useless. But I don't feel like the movie was just about that. It was just showing you how patriarchy hurts us all, you know? But I thought that was really important scene too, where she like, you know, apologized and Ken had his whole scene and obviously like the whole Ken up, I am Ken up. So even that slogan now. And I love that they have the merch and I want that hoodie, but,
yeah, I need that shirt.
Yeah. So that's why I thought it was fire, because, it really gave a full picture of the patriarchy and how it hurts everyone.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because I should have, and it's 100% true. Like, whether or not people want to, like, realize that, the movie was a really good, fun way to illustrate that. Like, you don't have to find your identity through the domination of women or the subjugation of women. Like, just be who you are and find your identity your own way, you know? Mm-hmm. Through the things you love and who you want to be and the type of person that you want to be. So thank you for bringing that up. I was distracted by, you know, Margot Robbie's feminine roles. But no, like, seriously, like, that was a central message. Like, yeah, you are kind of, like, you don't have to define yourself through Barbie. It's like what you said at the beginning and what the movie said at the top of the movie, well, top-ish of the movie. Mm-hmm. It's like, he only has a good day in relation to Barbie. And that's a problem.
That's a problem, right? Right, mm-hmm. You know? And then even, like, him, when he discovered patriarchy, like, him having to be super masculine,
quote,
super
unquote,
powerful, you know, it's just, like, as a man, you don't need all of that. You could just really be yourself.
Right.
And that's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it kind of plays into, like, what we dub as masculine, right?
Right.
And it's really, most of it is really just negative things. It's really your ability to dominate and hurt other people. And, yeah, like, that's not masculinity, in my opinion.
Right.
But yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. So yeah, fire for Brit. I just want to point out that she sell out her gender because she ain't said proper. I just want to point out.
it would have been proper for me if it was shorter. I don't know.
Got it.
A little drawn out.
That's fair. I did feel as well that it was a little long. But I will give you this credit, you know, after I joke you about quote unquote selling out your team, you raised my score from a decent to fire.
Yay.
Yeah. Cause you made me come around
on
that scene. Yeah, girl power. Shout out to the Barbies. Yeah. You made me realize I know it was an important scene, but yeah, you helped me realize that scene. So I'm going to go fire as well. The costuming, the way it was shot, the writing, the humor, the message, which was for Ken and Barbie. It's Barbie and it's Ken.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
The message for men and women, and I guess everybody, really. The message for everybody. Yeah, man, it was really, really well done, man. It great performances. You had a bunch of cool cameos. You had Issa Rae. You had Simu Liu. You had John Cena. You had, I think I said it earlier, Helen Mirren is the narrator. Kingsley Benadire. I think Aneth. I think
Dua Lipa? Was she in that?
I can't.
Was she in a mermaid?
Let me. I try.
She looks very familiar to me. I don't know if it was her.
It could have been. We had Michael Cera, America Ferrera, Ariana Greenblatt, Rhea Perlman as Ruth. You know who created it? Will Ferrell. Like, and I'm looking here to see if.
Oh, and Lizzo. That song.
Yes. In the beginning. Yes. Shout out to Lizzo. Harry Neff was who I was reaching for. Harry Neff was a Barbie. Alexandra Shipp, who I'm glad that she has a good role, because she was ruining her career talking about Storm, about how light-skinned women should be Storm. Like, shut your goddamn mouth.
Oh, my God.
But she did well in this movie, Kate McKinnon. Like, it was just a lot of good bit players and bigger players, and it really was a phenomenal, really, really good movie. So both Bobby and Ken giving it a fire score. I could almost go proper, but to me it was a little long. But fire, very, very good. That was our Barbie review. Thank you so much, Britt. Now that we're done, and I think this is recorded, guys, I have to shout out Britt. I fucked up the first recording. It was 100% my fault, and Britt was so gracious and nice, and I appreciate you very, very much. Not just for this review, but for the other review. So thank you so much, Britt. Check her out on all social media, AlexBree_. Thank you so much, Britt. I'm Joe. Y'all know what it is, Nerds with Accents. You know, forgive us a 5-star review. Right then, let us know what you thought about the movie. Share with your friends, all that beautiful stuff. It helps us survive and thrive. I will talk to you guys soon. Peace.